What is up, everybody? All right, I am we're live here. Hang on, let me take this off. I got my good buddy, good friend, which I think so anyways, he might not agree as much, but I got Tyler Herrick in the building, people. But before we talk to Tyler, because everyone wants to hear from Tyler all the time, you know what I mean? Because Tyler's good people. But I can't hear you, Tyler. Oh, hang on. You are
It might mute. Be because I was muted. That's a little weird.
Yeah, you were muted. Anyways, but this show and every show that I do is presented by Quick Trip, the best gas station in the land. They're doing a lot of fun stuff. They got chicken wings now. Quick Trip is expanding. Like, things are happening. And you didn't think it could get any better, but it is, people. It's getting better. Can order on the app now. Check out the app. They're giving away a Corvette. Like, there's so much things going on. So everyone, check out your Quick Rewards app. You got it on your phone. You might not look at it as much as you want to. Check it out. They got a lot of fun stuff coming up. Go get yourself a Quick Trip Corvette. Check out their social media channels.
Corvettes, chicken wings, mac and cheese, coffee.
Can they get any better? It can't get any better. It could not possibly get any better. Anyways, Tyler Herrick's in the building. I did not plan on going live tonight. I did not plan on doing anything tonight. I'm off tomorrow. So, you know, I was drinking some beers. They're flowing. They're feeling good. You know, everyone's having a good time. Well, I was.
Yes, sir.
So I thought I should go live. And then I was like, I'll go live alone. I'm going to take some phone calls. I'm going to do some stuff. And then I was like, being alone doing it, it's not as fun. So I thought I'll text people. So I texted a couple people, and Tyler's the only one that responded. So
all right. I love it. Even actually, better.
You were one of the, I think I texted two people. And then
just tweeting the link out. Got to tweet that link out, man. You know the vibes.
You know the vibes. All right.
Let people know.
Everyone who may be watching on Facebook or if you're listening on the podcast, Tyler Herrick is a social media guy behind the whole Cheesehead TV thing. And people on Twitter, anyone watching on Twitter, like they know who you are. People on Facebook, maybe not as much. But anyways, shout out to everyone tuning in. We got Mark Deaton in the building. Beer.
What up?
I'm drinking beer. I had a couple, Mark. You know how I do. But We got Steve. He said hot chicken, mac and cheese is the bomb.
Sounds delicious. I love hot chicken. Yeah. Hot chicken is amazing.
Shout out to La Crosse, Wisconsin people. That's the wrong one. Oh, no. Hang on. Who in your guys' opinion will be our starter? I'm trying to read behind a camera here. Be our star besides our quarterback, whether Rodgers is our starter or not. It's Davante Adams. That's the only logical answer. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Davante Adams.
Aaron Jones. What about Aaron Jones?
Oh, yeah. Those two are the only two. And obviously, like, if Rodgers wasn't our guy, which I fully believe he will, 100%, I think he will. But I'm not smart that much, so I could be wrong. But no matter who the quarterback is, but like, if Rodgers isn't, then obviously Aaron Jones is going to have a huge role. Like, not even Aaron Jones, but AJ Dillon. That whole running game would be huge with the young quarterback. But like, I fully believe, punch. Yeah, I fully believe Aaron Rodgers will be back, and I believe even with Aaron Rodgers, that's going to be like their plan, like their idea. It's like, yo, we have a great running game, dude. The running game is going to be so good this year. I don't think people realize how good this running game is going to be.
100%.
AJ Dillon, ridiculous.
But, ridiculous.
Let me ask you this, Tyler. How have you been, first of all? Before we get into all this, like, you work, you have a really interesting job. How has life been? I talked to you last
week. Good, man.
It's been
good. It's been busy. A lot of flying around, doing all that kind of fun stuff. Today I was working from home, so I had a long meeting. Always exciting.
Yeah,
I watched some YouTube videos on my spare time. Yeah. You know how that goes.
You were doing a meeting at home similar to this, except for someone far more smart, far more educated.
It was always all-encompassing meeting about rebranding a social page for my day job. Yeah, it was all fun. It was all exciting. 5 hours of that, so it was exhilarating. But no, that was fun. Yeah, it's been busy. How about you, man? How have you been, buddy?
Everything is always good. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just good.
Everything is always, put that on a t-shirt. Yeah, everything is always good, man. Sometimes
everything is always good.
Just good.
It is.
I love it. Oh, what up? Shout out Nate Temple in the chat. Shout out. What up? He said hat is so fire. That's for both of us, man.
Oh,
we got the fire hats. You know the vibes.
Yeah, we do. I got this a Bucks hat for Father's Day.
There you go. Happy Father's Day, by the way, to you, Matt.
I appreciate it. Happy Father's Day late for everyone watching and listening who is a father. It's not a real difficult thing to do. But anyways, I got a nice little hat for Father's Day. Anyways, so we're going to take some calls a little bit. I have no plans for this show, so like we're just going to wing it. I want to answer questions in the chat. People got questions for Tyler. You got questions, or you just want to say something. We're going to take some calls here in a couple minutes. But
yes, sir.
I do want to ask you, because I don't want to talk a ton about Aaron Rodgers. But
who?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah. I always find it funny because like people tell me that they don't want to hear me talk about Aaron Rodgers. Apparently, I talk about him a little too much. With this whole thing going on, but whenever I ask, like, do you have any questions? That's the first thing that, like, all the questions are about Aaron Rodgers. So I think
it moves the needle, man. Everybody says they don't want to talk about him, but they keep talking about him. So who really wants to talk about him? Everybody.
Exactly. But let me ask you this, and then I want to talk to, before we get into the calls, I want to talk about the haters. But
shout out, by the way, if you're listening, haters, what up? Good to see you. Thanks for viewing. Appreciate the engagement, you know, the vibes.
But so in your opinion, I think I asked you this probably when I had you, Nagler, and Corey Bank. First of all, that was a fun show. That was like one of the funnest shows I've ever done.
It was fun, man.
I knew it was fun because I didn't remember a bunch of it. I had to rewatch it. I rewatched like part of it. I can't stand my voice. I didn't rewatch the whole thing because like I think
it's funny you said something about your voice. By the way, I love your voice. Great voice. I watched I think it was like a each part was like 30 minute long video on just accents and linguistics and things like that. I know it sounds incredibly boring, but it was actually super interesting. It was talking about like how in Wisconsin, people who grew up in that area, like Chicago, Wisconsin, you know, Minneapolis, like basically the Midwest, that area, people who grew up in that area, how the older generation still have a similar accent, but the younger generation is like losing the like Wisconsin or Midwest accent. It's kind of interesting. Like there's not enough people that like the way that it sounds. You know, like when you go and you go to the grocery store and you put your items in a plastic, what is that called? You put it in a plastic or paper
bag.
So you say bag, right? Bag. People say bag and bag, right? There's two different ways to say it, right? And I think this video is talking about how people are just changing up the way that they say things. I know, exhilarating content right now, but that was my afternoon after I got off work watching a interesting YouTube video that came up in my algorithm, my recommendations. But it's funny you were talking about a voice.
I think it's interesting though, like the Wisconsin accent, because I don't hear it unless I'm like talking to Charlie Behrens.
Yeah.
No, but like the Wisconsin accent like changes so much, because like if you go like southern Wisconsin and or like, you know, people close to the Minnesota, or like it's all over the place, because I feel like I have no accent. Like I'm just I feel like I'm the one person in the world who doesn't have an accent to anyone else ever.
You have an accent to me. You sound Wisconsin. Yeah, you sound northern Wisconsin to me.
Yeah,
not like Manitowoc type. You know, like there's different like styles. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like those old school, like Midwest ones and stuff like that. My dad has a really thick Chicago accent, but my mom has a really thick Southern accent. And then I had to go to speech therapy as a kid because I mumbled a lot. So I ended up, what I mean? I have no accent. I sound like a news anchor. I hate it.
You sound good on the podcast. Like, who is this good talking fella?
But, right.
I think it all depends like who your grandparents are, because like it seems like, I don't know. Like,
hey, shout out to Sam, by the way. No disrespect, Sam in the chat. No disrespect to Manitowoc. I'm not talking any type of crap about Manitowoc there.
Dude, Manitowoc good people. It is legendary. Charlie Behrens made sure that was the thing.
Right.
Charlie Behrens put Manitowoc. I wouldn't say, he put
Manitowoc. I'm saying there's different dialects
yeah,
of Wisconsin accent. There's different, good. variations. They're
all good. They are all fantastic. I love meeting different people from other parts of Wisconsin. No one outside of Wisconsin. I have no need to do that. But we're going to take some calls here in a minute. But, like, let's not talk about Aaron Rodgers today. Let's have some fun. I want to ask you, like, I want to have, like, a – we're going to talk about some Packers and stuff, but let's have some fun. Let's talk about some other stuff because, like, there is nothing going on in Packer world. Like, I've already said it 100,000 times everywhere I could possibly say it, that I think Aaron Rodgers is coming back. I think the Packers are going to the Super Bowl. I think the running game is ridiculous. I think the defense is all fantastic. I think the pass rush is going to be phenomenal. And we can get into that, too, and that's fine.
This is the best time of the year, though, if you're a Packers fan, because you can kind of just shut down and just get your mind, go do something, have some summer shandies, go to the lake, get yourself a brat. Chill out, just relax. Don't think about the Packers right now. You know what I mean? Because you know what? All that drama is going to kick back up in a couple weeks. July 27th, the start of training camp, right? So from here on out, enjoy the Bucks postseason run. You know what I mean? Watch the Brewers, chill out, have a great time. It's all good right now. This is the best time of year to be a Packers fan. You don't have to worry about nothing. Nothing. No drama, no nothing. I love it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, this is the time. But shout out to Mark. He said,
shout out. No disrespect. We might as well. Let's put a disclaimer on this right now. No disrespect to anybody. We ain't got no hate for nobody. We're just chilling, man.
I'm going to save myself. No, but Mark's my guy. But all the time, like, I've been a Packer fan, like, my whole life. I've never paid attention in the offseason. Like, I took the offseason off my whole life. I was like, they get an offseason, I get one too. Because it's stressful being a Packer fan. It's stressful being a football fan, like, a sports fan, whatever. Whatever team you are, like, if you are really passionate about it, like, it is stressful. Like, when they lose.
Of course it is,
And they usually lose, unless you're a Patriots fan in the last 20 years. But, like, usually your team loses, like, at some point. They don't – usually your team doesn't win the Super Bowl. So, like, it's stressful. But now that I have a podcast, I have to keep talking about it. So that's what I'll do. And I love talking about it. But the offseason, to me, it's boring. Like, I'm not going to talk about the draft. That's not my thing. There's plenty of people that are really good at talking about that. Like, I'm not invited to those meetings. All right.
But it's this time specifically. It's like the end of June to early July. Yeah, like 4th of July. Go get yourself a brat. Get yourself a bomb pop. Watch the fireworks. Chill out.
Have a party.
Have a party. Grill out. Do what you got to do.
We're having a party.
You don't need to talk about nothing right now. It's awesome. It's great. It's like vacation for all of us blogosphere people. Just chill out. You don't have to do nothing. It's great.
You'll do it. It is fantastic. Let's bring Nate over here. He said prediction for Bucks Hawks game.
Yeah, what you got? By the way, did you watch Game 7? That was incredible. Yeah, that was one of the most amazing playoff NBA games. I am a massive bandwagon NBA fan when it comes to playoffs. Playoffs, I'm there, right? Same thing with really baseball too. Like, playoffs, I'm there. Regular season, you'll catch me sleeping. I don't know nothing.
Oh yeah.
When it comes to the playoffs, especially NBA, especially Bucks, I'm all in. That was one of the best NBA playoff games I've seen in years. Years.
I've been called out. I totally agree because I don't watch a lot of NBA. But I was called out on this because they're like, I said go Bucks or whatever on Facebook. Excuse me. And people were like, oh, you weren't talking about during the regular season. Like, yeah, I'm an NFL fan. I'm not an NBA. I support the Bucks because they're Wisconsin. I support
you can all be a fan. Too.
Yeah,
you can be a fan and not watch the entire season. You can be a fan and watch one game. Who cares, man?
I pay attention to the record every now and again. I ask Siri, "Hey, what's going on?" And she
look
loses me. No, but these Bucks playoffs, dude, that was some stressful. My wife was saying this. She's like watching this game and watching this series. She was like, "This is why I can only be a fan to one team because I can't take the stress. Like my heart can't take it. You know, year round, like it's bad." It's
true.
Come like January, February, our hearts ain't doing so well. And then now you want me to add on to it because like whatever, doesn't matter what it is. If it's the Badgers, if it's the Bucks, if it's the Green Bay Blizzards, if I go to see them, like if it's a Wisconsin team, like I get hardcore into it. Like if I watch, I cannot watch a game the whole year, but that one game I do watch, like I'm watching like it's a Packer game. I'm standing on my feet. I'm screaming.
100%, you know,
I want it so bad. And if it's not the Packers, like, if they lose, it's not as hard.
It's brutal, but yeah. But there's a difference with the Packers. We're talking about it all the time. Like you said, like 24/7, 365. Even right now where I'm trying to convince everybody to chill out, people are still talking about it and they're going to continue to talk about it. Right. Yeah. And there's not a problem with that, but I'm saying you were so invested, right? It's an ever evolving, like, think about how far we've been, you know what I mean? How far we come each season, you know, from the draft to training, to mini camp, to OTAs, to training camp, to, you know, the start of the regular season, to all the ups and downs of the season, to the bye weeks, to the whatever. Like, it's such a journey, right? And you feel like you're a part of that journey and you go with the team wherever they go and you follow them through all their ups and downs and all the media storylines and all that kind of stuff. And then finally it all comes to this apex in the playoffs. And if they make it to the playoffs, it's even crazier because you're hoping that they make it all the way. And then things like last year happen where, you know what I mean? They just don't make it. And it's just so brutal. It's a little bit different, I think, with the NBA, right? Because the NBA is kind of a shorter season. You know what I mean? They play a ton of games. So if you miss out on the regular season is kind of like a feeling out period where they're just testing things out and running plays and doing things like that and all that kind of stuff. It's the playoffs where things really meet up and happen. That's why it's exciting.
Yeah. And like, basketball is set up that to not watch the regular season. Like, I don't know the ratings for the regular season, but like,
it can't be great.
No, because like, people know who's going to be in the playoffs within right. like a game, a team or two. Like, we know, oh, this guy might, you know, people who actually know. Like, I don't know. I asked my kid. He loves the NBA. He's like, he's all over. He's on NBA Twitter. He tells me stuff. Anyways, but
what do you think? What do you think the Bucks are going to do in this next one? Eastern Conference Finals, man. What do you think?
They're going to win. My son told me that this is like the best possible scenario for them is to play the Hawks, but he was hoping for that. So, you know, I'll say Bucks in six, you know, because we got some comments coming in here saying Bucks in six, and
we'll have to ask the chat, but I went back and watched some YouTube highlights of when they played them during the regular season. And I know both teams weren't at full strength or anything like that, injury wise, but man, the Hawks kind of went toe-to-toe with them. It's an interesting team. So I'm interested to see what happens. You never know. I mean, look at this last series. You never know what's going to happen. So there was like two separate blowouts by both teams.
We need a prediction though, Tyler. You can't jump on the fence.
Oh, Bucks and six, 100%. They're gonna take it out. Yeah, Bucks and six. Right. It's just an interesting team. I don't think it's gonna be Bucks and four. I don't think so. I think it's gonna be neck and neck. I think Bucks and six. We're not gonna force any game seven. We'll be out of there by there. Although I kind of wish they would force a game seven because I'll be in Wisconsin for the first couple weeks of July, so it would have been nice to see him.
Yeah,
Pfizer Forum,
dude. I think Milwaukee would be nuts if the Bucks go to the finals, and like, let alone like if they end up winning it. Like,
insane
Milwaukee.
I'll fly up for a minute. I don't care,
dude. I just hope they don't burn the city down. Like, that happens because, like, dude, that like. Like, since Giannis, like, there's always been, like, Bucks teams that, like, have excited. Like, oh, okay, you never know. But, like, but now, like, there's actually a chance. Like, it could happen. Like, and obviously, they got Giannis, and he is what the hell he is. But, like,
right.
Excuse me. It's still, like, I don't know. If the Bucks won, I saw people, like, today. What was this on Twitter where people were bashing on Milwaukee?
I don't even know. Here's what. If you love Milwaukee, stop defending it on Twitter. Okay? Stop defending it on Twitter. Why? I don't want Milwaukee to turn into another Austin or Nashville or Dallas or any of these cool hipster towns that just get discovered and all these Californians and West Coast people move there and jack up the price of all the housing and ruin it. Okay. Milwaukee is very cool. We don't want people to know about it. So if you live in and around Milwaukee, if you've hung out at the public market, if you've been to the Third Ward, if you've hung out and gone to the East Side, if you went around, if you checked out everything, if you've been to all the Colectivo locations, if you've eaten all the great food, you hang out in Bayview, you do all that kind of stuff, just stop promoting it. We don't want people to know. Okay. It'll be our little secret, Chicago's best kept North secret. Just leave it as it is. All right. That's my two cents on that.
I have not been to Milwaukee a ton of times. Like, I've been there a few times, and I hate the traffic. Like, the their highway.
That's funny you say that.
I hate the traffic. I'm not. I don't like. I remember being in traffic, yelling out my window. I hate Milwaukee. I hate this city. And but then I got like some opportunities like to be in the city, like, and find a parking spot and like go around like that. It it's like so like legendary. It's like I wouldn't want to live there because I can't deal with traffic. Because I live in a town, like I live in Green Bay, like 4,000 people. So like traffic isn't anything. Like, sometimes you get stuck behind an older person and their knuckles are up and they're doing like 8 miles an hour. But like Milwaukee highways, like the exit, I'm yelling at my wife, where's the exit? She's like, it's over there. It's like five lanes over. Like, oh my God. Like the traffic is horrible. But like when you get into the city, it's so awesome. Like
we're going to strap a GoPro to Matt. And we're going to have him drive around Chicago so that he can see what real traffic is like.
I couldn't do it. I would never even attempt it. If I ever went to Chicago, I would fly.
Hardly any traffic in Milwaukee. Come on. It's not that bad. Unless it's the summer and there's construction, all that kind of stuff. I get it. But unless you're, I guess, coming from the north, I-43 is a little bit. But there's not that much. I mean, I haven't lived there in like 8 years, but
no, what's that? No, because I'm not used to that type of traffic. But I like Milwaukee. I love old buildings, and there's a lot of them there. Like the pizza shops. Like with, I don't know. I'm not gonna get into the whole thing. But Milwaukee is fantastic. I just
hate it's a cool city. I'm messing with you.
But anyway, let's take some calls. Who's tuning in? Who wants to call?
Who's
in?
Checking it out?
But if you call in, keep it clean. And if you want to be a badass and like start yelling crazy stuff, I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna block you so you can never contact me again. Because last time I did a call-in show, someone yelled some craziness. I don't need that. I don't need that in my life. But
no, we do not. So Matt does not need that.
No, because it's stupid. Let's have a fun show, call and talk about whatever you want. You want to talk about your favorite movie? I don't even care because I want to talk to you about that. I want to talk a little bit about some movie stuff, like outside Packers stuff, because there's not much going on right now. Let's have some fun. I want to have some fun tonight, Tyler.
Let's chill. Let's do it.
Want to have some fun? All right. So let me put this number up here. Here we go. 920-288-2290. Keep it clean, people. All right?
Keep it clean. Squeaky clean.
I don't care what you want to talk about. Let's have some conversations. Let's do it up. And my mind just went. What are you drinking on right now, Tyler?
This was obviously delicious. Believe it or not, we have a place called Wow Wow Hawaiian Lemonade. Free plug for them here in Arizona. And Wow Wow Hawaiian Lemonade, it's a chain from Hawaii. And they do all like flavored lemonades and stuff like that. So this is a guava, passion fruit, lili koi, strawberry something. It's delicious. It'd be better if it was like a margarita, but it's really good as it is.
Hey, my buddy Mark called, but I don't think I can get you on because you called my regular number. Hey, Mark, call back. Call back using the number on the screen so I can put you on my computer. But it wasn't working. All right, anyways. So yeah, so Tyler's drinking up. Dude, this show is running smooth, Tyler. This show
love
is
it, man. Put that number back up there.
Oh yeah, so where'd the number go? Hang on. Why is it not? All right.
There you go.
Call in 288-22. Hey, Mark, call in 920-288-2290. Here we go. We got one. We got one on the line here. What's up? Who are we talking to?
Hey, Matt. Hey, it's Mark.
What is up, Mark?
Not too much. I got a question for you and Tyler.
All right. What do you got?
Okay, this is a football-related question, but not a Packers-related question. This is a two-part question for both of you guys. What is the one stadium that you guys would love to go see an imposing Packers game? And what is the stadium that you would be least likely to go watch?
That is a really good question. Tyler?
Great question.
You're a flying man. You've been around the world a little bit. So what do you got? Like, whatever. You heard the question.
One stadium I'd like to see the Packers play in opposing would be Arrowhead. That'd be really cool. Kansas City. I feel like if the Packers went around, I'd be like a Kansas City fan simply because they have that like tradition and, you know, the history and, you know, like they keep their, you know, stuff in house and stuff like that. It's kind of cool, like that kind of similar Packer, little Packer vibes. I'm not saying really, but I guess like Packer adjacent. let's go Kansas City for would want to go. And stadium I will never, ever, ever go to is FedEx Field in whatever, Washington, whatever. Yeah. You know, the team formerly known as that other name. So Washington football team. Yeah, no thanks.
So where I would love to go, and Joe B's over here, you both need to go to Buffalo or to the Bills tailgate. Excuse me. Ooh, this beer is burping me.
Ooh, you're ready for Buffalo.
Buffalo. I would love to watch a Bills game in Buffalo. I would.
Yeah, those are also very Packer vibes. Very Packer vibes.
Yeah, very Packer vibes. And then Bills fans is like a fan base that I've always respected. And they throw each other through tables. I wouldn't be in that line, by the way. I can barely get out of bed with all aches and pains. I'm not going to chuck myself through a table. But it's very entertaining. You can make a video. It can go viral. You know, I need content, people, is what I'm
exactly
saying. No, but I have the utmost respect for Bills fans. They're entertaining and they drink a lot. They're a lot like Packer fans. Where I would not want to watch a game, I would have to say like Chicago. And not because I think, because I actually like Soldier Field. I have respect. I was talking to people and they're like, because, you know, Chicago's talking about not being in Chicago. Now they're going to, you know, they're looking at a spot in the suburbs or whatever. And I was like, dude, Soldier Field's iconic. People are like, it's a shithole. It's horrible. It's not great. But like, so that's not why I'm saying it, because I have a lot of respect for like Soldier Field. Like it's a old stadium, it's history and all these things. I mean, not a lot of going on back in history, but it is historical. It's old, but I wouldn't want to go there because I talk trash about the Bears a lot. And I've been told by a lot of Bears fans, if I ever go to Chicago, they're going to shoot.
Wow.
People tell me not good things are going to happen if I go to Chicago. So I would worry about walking around, even though I've been crapping on the Vikings a lot more lately. I wouldn't be scared at all to go to Minnesota. Like I would go into Minnesota.
Yeah, I feel like it's probably a nice stadium, like comfort-wise.
Yeah,
like
they got bucket seats, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it's nice. It's just fake, man. It feels like a football.
The opera house.
I'm not trying to go to some gentrified mall. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care about that. I want the history.
Yeah, I know what I mean. Yeah, so like if I didn't fear like possibly getting knocked out, because like someone would be like, hey, I'm gonna knock out this Packer fan, and it'll go viral. I don't want to go viral getting my ass beat. You know what I mean?
It would be you. That'd be you.
Yeah, they'd be yelling Packers suck. It'd be a good old time. But hey, Mark, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
So what about you? Where's your where would you like to go? Oh, no, I never said where. I did Buffalo. I'm a little tipsy, Mark. Hang with me. So,
hey, so am I, man. I'm actually gonna agree with Tyler about Arrowhead as my scene that I would want to go to, because that's historic.
Yeah.
It's loud, gets crazy. But a place where I would not want to go is Philly. I heard as an opposing person there,
yeah,
you get thrown stuff at, it would just be like miserable.
But yeah, I'm married. I have two kids, so that happens to me all the time. You know what I mean? People are throwing stuff at. But no,
I'm waiting for that one.
I have a buddy, Vince. He said that they're not as bad as people say, but yeah, all the accounts I hear, it's not a good place to go. But hey, Mark.
I thought they had a jail. They had a jail at the bottom of that stadium. They had a jail down there for like unruly fans and stuff like that.
Yeah, they have a jail bigger than a jail in my town, probably. Hey, Mark, I appreciate the call, man.
All right, later, buddy.
Thanks, Mark. Go Pack, go. Bucks, go Brewers. Right.
So let's see if we can get anyone else on the line here. There's not a lot of people tuning in. You know, it's like, what day is it, Tuesday night?
It's a Tuesday, June 22nd, the middle of the offseason. What did you expect, Matt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't care. We're having a good time, dude. I don't even care if anyone tunes in. We're having a good time here. Calling people, 920-288-2290. We're talking to Tyler Herrick, Cheesehead TV guru. I don't even know what guru means, bro. I just use that word so much.
It's just a word, man.
So, Tyler,
Yes, sir.
Probably wait for someone to call in. Someone probably will call in soon, and it'll cut off this whole conversation. But let's talk about the haters a little bit.
The haters, you're, the lovers.
You're behind the Cheesehead TV social media on Twitter mostly. I mean, Facebook, you guys are boring. But on Twitter.
It's true, man.
I'm just kidding.
Fine by me. I don't want to deal with that crowd.
No, Aaron Nagler does a great job doing Packers Daily. He does good stuff over there. But on Twitter, you go back and forth with fans. You basically troll the Packers fan base a little bit, which I highly respect. Right?
I troll a lot of people, yeah.
So let's talk about that. To you, what's the definition of a hater?
Man, I don't think it can be defined. I think, I don't know, man. It's mostly a bit. It's fun. It's fun.
Exactly.
You just mess with people. Basically, what I was saying on our last show was, anything, it's just the ultimate way to disarm people. When they come at you, you know what I mean? You just say, hey, that's all right, man. You're just a hater. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters because it's football, man. It's not that serious.
Dude,
it's not that serious. Right. That's what's fun about it, right? Like, we get to come together as fans and debate and talk and do whatever. And, you know, like, talk about they should have drafted a wide receiver or you know, Aaron Rodgers is being totally cool or Aaron Rodgers is being crazy right now. It's like, no one cares, man. It's just football. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? So when I put out an opinion that people get all upset about, that's fine. I just call them haters. You know what I mean? Who cares? You know, It doesn't matter.
One thing I noticed that people do, like, I make videos, like, you know, I made a video yesterday or whatever, a couple of days ago, just trashing the Vikings. I wanted to trash them in every way I could trash them because, you know, I don't like the Vikings. And I don't like the Vikings. I don't like the Vikings so much. I don't like their someone says to me, they're like, oh, you're just trashing the 2021 Vikings and you think they only good. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not trashing the 2021 Vikings. I'm trashing the Vikings as a fan base. I'm trashing the Vikings as a franchise. I'm trashing the Vikings as a whole being, like the whole staff, the janitor can get it. Like the whole being, like it should never have been a thing. The Vikings should never have been invented. They stole their chant. There's nothing about them original. I hate the Vikings. It's not this year. I don't hate all Viking fans. As a sports fan, I do, but not as, like, personally. Like, I'm not like looking at Viking fans. Like, if you're a Viking fan, you're this bad. No, but you have a trash franchise. I don't like the coaches. I don't like the players. I don't like anything involved. I don't like the guy, whatever company plows the snow in the winter. They might have their own people for that. I don't know, but I don't like any of them. The Vikings are trash. They celebrate injuries, and then people, you know, I say this, and they're like, "Oh, you're just getting butthurt." Like, no, I'm not getting butthurt. It's sports. I'm not. I don't think about it like when I'm at going to sleep. You know, I don't think. Right. Oh my goodness! So the whole thing, like with people say, rent free. I know a lot of Packer fans say it too, and I get it. It's a thing to say, but like, no, it's not rent free. Like, if I am going at the Vikings, usually it's because the Viking fans are coming at me. That, like, brings up my radar. It kind of gets me, I wouldn't say triggered, but, like, in a sports way, like, oh, I'm going to say something because I'm getting sick of hearing all these stupid Viking fans trying to think they know something. So
that's the thing. Like, with the Bears, there's a mutual respect because of the history and because of, you know, how their owner basically saved the Packers back in the day. You know what I mean? There's a mutual respect there, right? We hate each other. It's a bad, you know, it's a rivalry. It'll always be a rivalry, but, like, it's just like there's a mutual respect there. But, and with the Lions, you just feel bad for them. But the Vikings, just, like you said, they're just plastic. They're fake, borderline expansion, chance stealing.
They're horrible.
No history. There's nothing to them. It's a joke. They're just a joke. It's a poverty.
They were crazy. Almost moving, weren't they? Weren't they? They were almost moving. Like, I don't know
how many. Yeah, it's a joke. It's a joke. No one cares. Whatever. That's my opinion on the Vikings right here. For those listening to the audio, hand away. Just don't even care. Just get out of here, dude. No one cares.
Yeah, the Vikings, trash. So
trash.
Joel says, I'm glad the Bills took Diggs off their hands. Makes sense. He wanted out of there. Dude, that is so true. I was glad he left too, by the way. I was very pumped. But, dude, Viking fans, first of all, let's talk about this. Let's just trash them for a little bit here. This will make a bit for Instagram. I'll post that there. No, but like they always talk about their go-to line is what? You had Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. You had 30 years of Hall of Fame quarterbacks. You only had two Super Bowls.
Only two.
Yeah, only two. You got none. You got none. Like, how? Dude, that is like a homeless person with no food going over there. Like, you work a job, and that's all the groceries you bought? Like, and I'm not disrespecting homeless people at all. I feel for them and all those things. But, like, it's true. It's like, dude, you have no Super Bowls. They have a championship.
Yeah, nothing.
Right before the merger, they had this one championship, and it is like the solo thing in their trophy case that they're, you know, it was before the merger, before all those things. But like, I count it though, because everyone talks about, do you count it? Yeah. If you're going to count the Packers in 1920, whatever, championships, you got to count the Vikings little one too. But like, it's one. All right. You don't have a trophy case because someone said, we have a trophy case because we have that one championship. No, you could put that on the end table. All right. Like, you basically have an end table, I'm sure, like in your little. Do you even have I have a Hall of Fame because they have a lot of great players. And that's the point I want to make real quick. Because you know how they say we wasted Favre, we wasted Rodgers, only two rings. But like, they don't want to talk about Randy Moss, Adrian Peterson. That defense in the 70s, they lost four Super Bowls, but it wasn't because of that defense. They had Fran Tarkenton. They had, you know, even if you go back to like 1998, that was when they had Randy Moss, Chris Carter. Who was their quarterback back then? Was that I forget. But they the Vikings scored the most points at any team in NFL history in 1998. I mean, it was passed since then. But in 1998, when that season happened, so, like, Viking fans, don't say, like, oh, you wasted this player. Dude, you wasted every player that's ever played for your franchise. You had some great Hall of Famers. You had
Brett Favre.
You had Brett Favre. And you
still Brett Favre.
Dude, they had Randy Moss. They had great teams. Don't talk about wasting careers. You've wasted every person that's ever played for you. Anyway,
unfortunately, yep, you're right. You're right. It sucks for them, man.
It sucks to suck, bro.
Sucks to suck.
I talk about the Bears still suck all the time, but right. Like, and they do. But so let's talk.
About before I said it a million times, man. The Bears can win. They could become a dynasty. They would still suck.
Yeah, that's people don't understand what Bears still suck means. I think you understand. All right, what Bears still suck means. Doesn't matter what happens. Doesn't matter. They can go to Super Bowl against the Colts and lose. But before that whole week before, I was still yelling, Bears still suck, before that Super Bowl was played. And people were like, oh, they're in the Super Bowl. And yeah, they still suck. They were getting mad. Like, they were confused. That's what Bears still suck means. It means it doesn't matter what happens, good or bad. You know, bad, obviously, it's easier. They still suck. But even if they're good, even if Justin Fields ends up being, you know, a top five quarterback in the league, Bears still suck. Doesn't matter. They sucked. they sucked when they didn't suck. You know what I mean? So let me ask you that about Justin Fields. I think I got one mosquito in this room. He's hovering right there. He's trying to make a landing. You know, he's just, but what's your thoughts on Justin Fields? The Bears did some things. They made one good draft pick, I think. But
if I'm being completely honest, dude, I don't care, dude. I don't care who their quarterback is. I don't care, dude. No one cares about the Bears. Matt Nagy's going to misuse them. Like, and then next year, Matt Nagy's going to get fired. Ryan Pace is going to get fired. Justin Fields is going to be another ruined Bears quarterback. That's all I'll say about that. Like, I just don't care, dude. No one cares. Like, if he's good, he's good. If he's not, he's not. Cool. Like, the Packers are still going to whoop up on him two times a year. You know what I mean? They're still going to take the North. It's not going to be a big deal, because even when the Packers had Ted Thompson's barely coherent, rest in peace, love Ted, draft class, and Brett Hundley leading their team, they still beat the Bears. Okay. So I'm sorry. I don't care, dude. Like, the Bears are just trash. Gone. They suck. It's over. Anyways, to answer your question seriously, no, I don't really care. Is Justin Fields going to be good? Maybe not. Who cares, bro?
Yeah. So,
I don't care, dude. I don't care.
Is kind of like exactly where like my line of thinking is. It's like,
yeah,
I like, if I'm going to be real here, and just for a second, because I want to ask you about other stuff, like more fun stuff. I think that the coaching staff is in a rough spot because they have Justin Fields. Is he ready? They don't want to put him in too soon. Let's start with Andy Dalton. But if this season is any way, shape, or form is a bust, they're all fired anyways. And they're going to have a whole new coaching staff coaching Justin Fields next season. So, like, they're in a horrible spot. And I have
The right thing to do is to let Justin Fields sit behind Dalton and learn, right? That's the right thing to do. Let him learn for a year. Yeah. But they don't have that. They don't have a year. They wasted it on Trubisky last year.
Yeah. Anyways. Let me ask you this. All right, I want to go off some Packers. I want to go off and just have a good time. All right, I want to ask you some stuff about some. What is the? This is a weird segue. All right, but I want to. Let's just have. Nobody's watching. Nobody's listening anymore. Oh, we got Kevin Mowens in here. What Prime Day deals has anyone scooped? And my wife got some stuff, Kevin. Let's talk about that for a second. You know, it was like Prime Day. You know, my wife was on her phone. Every time she looked at her phone, I knew I was spending money. Anyways, shout out to my guy, Kevin. All right, but hey, I want to ask you because I've been my wife has got me like I'm watching Little House on the Prairie right now. It's not because of my wife. I love Little House on the Prairie. It's my show. But I want to ask you this: what is like not TV? Let's go movies. What is your favorite like trilogy? Like your favorite like movie that has multiple movie, like you know, like Back to the Future.
Interesting. That's an interesting question. Man, I don't know. You know, believe it or not, I'm not a huge movie buff. You know, I don't I don't watch a ton of movies. I don't have the attention span for it. I have ADD, man.
I will say for you, all right.
I mean, I love Back to the Future. That was pretty great. Yeah,
Back to the Future, I think, is mine. I kind of said that. Yeah. Back to the Future, I could watch that any year, any day. Like I get home from work. There, like, you know, 20 minutes left. I'll watch the ending. I ain't against it. But
grew up with Star Wars, of course. You know what I mean? Had to watch
that. I never watched Star Wars.
Lord of the Rings. I watched that when I was younger. Man, I don't even know.
I don't think I watched Lord of the Rings either.
Yeah. Trilogies, man. It's tough. It's tough. I've got a lot of like standalone movies, but yeah, Breaking Bad was great. Yep. I like Breaking Bad. Mad Men was a great show. Yeah. Trying to think what else. I just started watching The Sopranos for the very first time.
Oh,
so that should be pretty great.
You, like when you finish that, me and you could do a whole podcast. Just I love The Sopranos.
Cool. Yeah, I just started. I'm on season one, so I'm excited for that. Yeah.
I can't even talk to you about it anymore.
Yeah, sorry. No words about that.
No, I will ruin it. No, I love The Sopranos. I love gangster, like Goodfellas. You ever watch Goodfellas?
Yeah. Well, I mean, parts of it. Yeah. I hadn't watched the whole thing, but the movie.
You never watched the whole thing of Goodfellas?
No. See, I told you I'm not a huge movie buff, man. I'm kind of lame like that, dude.
All right. We had to get rid of Tyler because. No. How do you not watch Goodfellas? Goodfellas is the greatest movie of all time. All right. First of all, Goodfellas is the greatest movie of all time.
Bro, that was
that's saying a lot. Goodfellas. Oh, I need you to just leave right now and go watch Goodfellas and come back. And all right. No, but so to you, like as we recap this, people are shuffling out. What is to you like the movies you've watched? What is the best movie of all time?
The best movie of all time. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, I can now.
Hold on. For some reason,
can you hear me?
Yeah. I busted my speaker though. I love it, man.
Dude,
frankly. Can you hear me? All right, cool. Well, I can barely hear you. You might have to end this in a minute, but the best movie of all time. I loved the Truman Show.
Oh, that is fantastic.
That's a fantastic movie. Yeah. The Truman Show is great. It's just, I like psychological stuff like that.
Yeah, I think The Truman Show is fantastic. I think Casino, I love mobster movies because I know I can never be a mobster because I'm very weak and I'm a very soft individual. I understand I could never do that, but I like to see it. It always ends in like a 70s or 80s song and everyone's just getting whacked. And then like that's why I never became a gangster. It's not because I'm soft. It's because I know everyone gets clipped listening to like some classic rock. But can you hear me there, Tyler? I don't think Tyler can hear me. But anyways, thanks for tuning in, everyone. If you're listening to on the podcast, you're listening on watching on Facebook or whatever, YouTube, be sure to subscribe if you're listening on a podcast. And I want to give a little shout real quick to Fuego, FuegoBox.com, promo code Matt10. You get 10% off products and subscriptions. You can, they have a, like a subscription base. They find all of the greatest hot sauces, all the greatest hot sauces all around the land, all around the world, and they bring them to you. You can go to FuegoBox.com, promo code Matt10, you get 10% off. They have all price ranges, right, people? They have the from the lowest budgets to the highest budgets. You can find the greatest hot sauces at a reasonable price. Check out FuegoBox.com. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in. Go, Pack, go. Matt10 is a promo code, 10% off.